And here's another edition of The Lunch Special. And welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special. And today, Deputy Fire Chief of Palo Alto, Mr. Roger Bloom. Roger, welcome to KZSU.
Thank you, Bert. Nice to be here.
Great to have you, man. We've been talking fire off the air here, and I learned a bunch of stuff I didn't know. And we're going to find out about that closer to the bottom of the hour. We want to play some of this great music you brought. Who was that we just played?
That was Jackie Green, who is an artist who I first stumbled upon at the Monterey Bay Blues Festival, and I've been following him ever since for the last 6 years.
He's really come a long way, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. He's changed his music quite a bit. Started off a little bluesy. Now he's a little bit more progressive rock.
Yeah. Yeah, we've watched his career go, and we're all really proud of him, man.
Do you play him much here?
We didn't know where to put him in, and he kind of slipped through the genres, but I'm sure in time, you know, some folks down here will probably play him. He didn't really fit in the blues category, and that's where I'm at, but the Americana people might have done something with him. I'm not sure.
He's a tweener.
Yeah, he is. He definitely is. But you brought some really good music today, and is there a theme to it?
No, just music that I didn't want to go with my, you know, music I grew up listening to, all the, you know, the commercial stuff. Growing up in the 70s and 80s, it was, pretty much your basic rock.
Well, you're from Oklahoma.
Well, Oklahoma, they had rock, too. You
know? Did they?
Of course, you know, in those years, it was, you know, the Beatles and on. But
it wasn't like we saw in the Blues Brothers where they said, no, we play both kind of music here, country and Western.
Yeah, no, in Oklahoma, they have two seasons, preseason football and football season.
what are they doing in the summer? That's preseason.
That's part of preseason.
There you go. Oklahoma. And they refer to Texas as Baja, Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Deputy Chief Roger Bloom is our guest for the hour. Let's get on with more of this music. Can you push the number 2 on that little numbered panel? Perfect. That's it. Perfect. Who are we going to hear from now?
I don't remember. This is a little Joe Jackson, which brings me back to my college days. Oh. I had to throw that in there.
Back in the 80s, you're dating yourself now. Here's Joe Jackson.
Fools in love. gently tear each other limb from limb. Everything you do, everywhere you go now, everything you touch, everything you feel, everything you do, even your rock and roll now, nothing mean a thing except you and your lady. Love you, lady, 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 love. Fools in love, they think they're heroes, cause they get to feel more pain. I said fools in love are zeros. I should know, because this fool's in love again.
Silent.
recorded live at Shoreline Amphitheater right here on the peninsula. And today with Deputy Fire Chief of Palo Alto, Palo Alto's Deputy Fire Chief, Roger Bloom, is our guest today. And Rog, who was that?
Well, that was Anna and Nancy Wilson, also known as the Love Mongers, when they're not playing as Heart.
Okay, wow. And they did the Bridge concert, huh?
Yeah, they did. I wasn't at that one. I tried to go to Bridge Benefit concerts, but I was not at that one. Mm-hmm. But being I didn't want to put on this music list, you know, the commercial music I grew up listening to, like Led Zeppelin, but the off-the-wall ones, like a, you know, an acoustic version from Ann and Nancy Wilson playing a Led Zeppelin song. I thought that would be appropriate.
Very cool. You kind of being a DJ there, because that's exactly what DJs do. They try to ferret out the, you know, the uncommon stuff.
Yeah, that's what I like to listen to.
That's great, man. That's really good. You're a real music fan, aren't you? You mentioned you went to Yoshi's for the first time, huh?
Yeah, Friday night. My wife took me on a date, went to Yoshi's.
Very cool. That's a working marriage when you're still dating.
After 27 years.
That's very good.
I love you, honey.
She's listening.
She might.
All right, there you go. And it's good you said that. What do we have up next? It looks like some more Jackie Greene. Like a Ball and Chain. Why don't you hit number 4 on there?
Here it goes.
Thank you. Well, somebody's loving Jackie Green today, man. I hope Jackie's listening. We're here with Deputy Fire Chief Roger Bloom of Palo Alto, and one thing I learned was it's Palo Alto Fire Department that runs the fire here.
Yes, we provide fire and medical services for Stanford University. We have since 1976.
Wow, that's very good. Now that was Jackie Green, but we got one coming up that you want to set up. This is I Want to See You Belly Dance by the Red Elvises.
It's a little obscure if you're not into Russian surf music.
The Russian surf?
The Russian surf scene is pretty big in Siberia.
Very cool. You got to wear two wetsuits, right?
They actually have a Texan drummer, but I've seen them in San Jose at the old Catalyst, and they just there's something that a friend of ours turned us on to. And we listen to off and on, and it's been a long time since I've heard them, but I thought I'd throw them in there just for something a little offbeat.
Very cool. The Red Elvises, I Want to See You Belly Dance. That was the Red Elvises right here on KZSU. And support for KZSU is provided in part by Whole Foods Market. Whole Foods Market carries pizza with fresh, all-natural ingredients. For more details about the natural ingredients used in food items such as veggie pesto, sun-dried tomato, calzones, snacks, check their website at www.wholefoodsmarket.com or visit the Whole Foods store on the corner of Emerson and Homer in Palo Alto. And back now with Deputy Fire Chief Roger Bloom of the Palo Alto Fire Department and the Red Elvises, man. Russian Surf is still alive, isn't it?
I guess so. I didn't even know they're still around.
So this is all music you listen to at home, huh?
Pretty much. Well, we do spin, my wife and I like to spin vinyl at home. So we do.
Really?
Albums, yeah.
Good for you. We got to keep that stuff alive, definitely.
Absolutely.
Coming up, a local lady who I happen to know, Laura Price, and why that?
Well, it's once again, I like to keep things local and a little offbeat, non-commercial, if you so say. And she's also an interesting person. We first saw her at the Monterey Blues Festival, and we've seen her quite a few times around the Bay Area. And she's doing a great Jimi Hendrix cover, so I'm kind of killing two birds with one stone. Although she has great music herself.
Yeah, definitely. Let's check out Laura Price here on The Lunch Special. can see her every Thursday night at the Poorhouse Bistro in San Jose. Lara Price and the Lara Price Band with the Jimi Hendrix classic Little Wing. And my guest today who picked that song, Deputy Chief Roger Bloom of the Palo Alto Fire Department. And good pick there, Rog.
Thank you.
Rog, where were you born?
Well, I'm an Okie. I was born and raised in Oklahoma, Air Force brat. My father was in the Air Force and traveled around Oklahoma, Kansas, and spent a few years in Okinawa, actually, before we came back to the States.
How'd you like that?
That was fun. Good times.
For kids, it would be.
It was, yeah, it was a big playground.
Yeah, I'll bet. And then where'd you go to college?
I went to San Diego State. I ended up in Riverside, California, so it was kind of my back door, you know, a little south of Riverside. And
San Berdu.
Yeah, the old Inland Empire.
Yeah.
And
did you go to Riverside, the college out there?
I went to Riverside City College for 1 year.
Yeah. And they have a state university out there, too, don't
they? There's a UC Riverside.
There you go, yeah. Dan, was it fire science you were studying all
the
time?
No, I majored in public administration. Got a degree in public administration. At the time, I wasn't looking at the fire service. But it did pique my interest when taking some personnel and labor classes. You'd see they talk about recruitment, how you didn't have to recruit for the fire department because there were so many people interested that I always wondered why. And then I kind of found out it's a great job. It's one of the best jobs I could ever imagine having.
Mm-hmm. And how did you break into I don't want to say the fire business. What do you call it?
It's the fire service.
Service. There you go.
It is a service. We're there to serve.
How did you break into the fire service?
I went to a volunteer meeting up, and I was living in Marin County in Novato, and I went to the local volunteer meeting and signed up and became a volunteer firefighter, which was not an easy thing to get into, but I just hit it at the right timing. They had some openings, and I went to the right day, and once I got started taking classes and learning what the fire service was, I was hooked. You know, my ambitions of getting into the business world were shot because I was hooked. It's the perfect career for people that are team oriented, action oriented, and like to help people. It was just a great fit for me. Although it is a little rough on family life sometimes when you're gone for 72 hours straight.
Yeah, you do those funny shifts, 3 days, right?
Yeah, you work 24-hour shifts, but if you have to work a shift in between, you can be stuck for 3 days. Or if you go out on a deployment, like a strike team deployment, you can be gone for a long time, up to a week or so.
Hmm. And I had a friend that was in the Menlo Park Fire Department, and I didn't realize the amount of work that firefighters have to put in. Because he was telling me that he had to do volunteer time, he had to become an EMT. You know, there was a lot of extracurricular stuff he had to do to kind of maintain his position there.
Yeah, there is. Pretty much all firefighters are EMTs or paramedics. And a lot of it is on duty, but you have to also be motivated to get your off-duty training to enhance your skills and plan for future, you know, growth and advancement in the fire service.
Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people realize how much work goes into it, too. There's a lot of work, isn't there?
And it's not only just a lot of work, but it's the breadth of knowledge you have to know. Everything from emergency medical skills to electrical to hazardous materials, to fire codes, public education. I mean, you have to literally be a master of all or a jack of all and try to be a master of all, too, because of the critical nature of the things that we do.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, yeah, firefighters are our first responders, aren't they?
Yeah, we are the first line.
First ones
along with our fearless police officer brothers.
And we were talking off mic. You've been doing this 25 years. You were in Daly City, and now you've been in Palo Alto 20 years. But you mentioned you've been at some big events. You were on duty for the Loma Prieta earthquake?
Correct. That's when I was working with Daly City Fire.
And so were you in Daly City? Did you cut to the city? Or
No, I could see it burning from the hill.
Yeah, sure.
But we had enough going on in our own city. It was mostly minor stuff compared to what was happening in the Marina District and the bridge.
Daly City didn't take a big hit?
Not too bad, no.
That's good.
It was pretty much built on rock, not landfill and liquefaction.
Yeah, the city firefighters are busy, wouldn't you?
But the incident that happened Thursday in San Bruno brought back some serious memories of Oaken Hills fire and the San Diego firestorms of 2003 and 2005.
You were in those?
I did respond as part of a strike team from Santa Clara County into Oakland Hills for that night. And also, yeah, I was down in San Diego in 2003 for the Cedar fire.
Really? So you guys got in your trucks and drove to San Diego?
We drove 12 hours, 10 fire engines, 12 hours straight, got there at midnight and went right to work.
Wow.
Yeah, it was about 36 hours into it before we finally made it back to base station for some rest.
That's incredible. I didn't realize firefighters went that far. And the Loma Prieta quake, not the Loma Prieta, the Oakland Hills fire, that was a real tragedy. So many people got burned out so quick. There was nothing you could do. Yeah. How did they fight a fire like that? I mean, there wasn't a whole lot you could do, huh?
I can't say we can take credit for stopping that one. I think Mother Nature did. You know, the fog bank came in and the marine influence came in. There was no stopping it. And that was the saving grace Thursday with San Bruno, is we had high humidities and fairly low temperatures. So that wasn't a factor. You know, when you get into the weather system, we get in October with a severe fire danger, and you get 60, 70 mile an hour winds with single digit humidity, the fuel moisture is so low, there's nothing you can really do. I mean, you have to draw a box around the fire and have some big fire breaks, natural barriers to stop the fire most of the time.
Mm-hmm. And it's been said out here in the West that due to global climate change, a lot of these forests are drying out, drier than they've ever been, right?
Yeah, they're experiencing that in Colorado right now.
Right. I just heard that on the way in. There's two big fires out there. They evacuated some 1,700 homes.
So it leads me to my fire safety tip of the day.
If you
live in the hills or anywhere in the wildland urban interface area, and even in the flatlands, you know, you have to really practice, obviously, good fire safety habits, but keep your house clear. You know, we try to, we preach maintaining a 100 foot radius around homes in the really? Wildland area to keep that ladder of fuel going from the vegetation to the home.
Mm-hmm.
Because without people clearing their homes and providing a defensible space, it's just, we have to kind of pick and choose the houses that we can even try to save, but we will position, you know, fire engines to save homes, but we're putting firefighters' lives in risk to save property, and that's not always the best thing.
And it's interesting too, because Big Sur and Santa Cruz Mountains have had their big fires in the last three or four or five years, but nothing in our vicinity, you know, in the last, 60 years, right?
It's been about 23 years since the Lidicote fire, which burnt off of from Unificera Road all the way up through the Stanford lands and into Palo Alto. And I think there's about 23 homes lost in that fire.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last big fire we've had in the Palo Alto Stanford foothills, but the potential is there.
Yeah, because all that fuels, it never got burned away, right?
Exactly.
Deputy Chief Roger Bloom with us today from the Palo Alto Fire Department. And let's get on with more of this great music you brought. Freddie Cole, Nat King Cole's brother.
Yeah, this is a little change of pace.
And you saw this guy sing Friday night.
I saw him Friday night, and he was actually supporting a Latin singer named Isaac Delgado, who just came out with an album that was he did a make of Nat King Cole's Latin music.
Really?
And so we brought in Freddie to sing with him, and it was just a great show at Yoshi's, and so I thought I might as well throw that in there too, since it's fresh in my mind.
And Freddie's what, about 150 years old now?
he looks as young as an 85-year-old could, I guess.
There you go. That's good. Can you punch number 7 on that?
Absolutely.
That's a radio by hand, ladies and gentlemen. That's how we do it here at KZSU.
Can be. was gone and started raining. I'm lonesome as a man can be. Cause every time it rains, I realize what you mean to me. If you read my letters, baby, you sure must have read my mind. If you read my letters, baby, you sure must have read my mind. Or else you wouldn't have left me to sit alone and
mine. Oh, Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true. Well, I see you got a husband now. Leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake. You used to hold him right in your hand, but he took everything that he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. I think somebody better put out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way. Oh, Allison, I know this world is killing you. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true. My aim is true. My aim is true.
Elvis Costello live at the Bridge School Concert, and that's coming up again, isn't it?
Yeah, normally it plays in October. I haven't heard the lineup yet, have you?
No, it's something always prolific, though. You know, I'm ashamed to say I've never been to that, and I need to go one time because it's always... They get different performances out of the artists there.
And it's for a good cause.
That's right, the Bridge School. Damn it.
It's all acoustical.
Mm-hmm. Did his what? You ever seen his wife play? She came out with her own band and an own record last year.
No, I haven't, no.
Yeah, they played the Little Fox in Redwood City.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't go, though. Anyway, this isn't about me. Deputy Chief Roger Bloom has been our guest for the hour. See how fast time goes by?
It's flying.
This didn't hurt a bit, did it?
Painless.
Yeah, I know. It's better than going to the dentist. I want to thank you for coming down, and as my producer was saying off mic, please send some of your colleagues down. In fact, you were telling us about one that sounds like he might be a shoe-in for this show. We'll let that name go unsaid right now. But
I can throw him under the bus right now.
Please do.
Gio, you're going to be here.
You got him. Gio, you hear that? And Roger, thanks for the fire tip, too, now that the freshmen are going to be coming in, and for the homeowners around the area, too. Do stay in touch, and thanks for all the great music. Any other shout outs you got before we get off the air?
Well, for as far as public safety shout outs for fire safety or something, I mean
anything right off the top of your head.
Off the top of my head, just be safe, everyone. You know, it's we live in California where we have, you know, the four seasons, which are what, fire, flood,
feast and famine.
Yeah. Riot and
earthquakes too.
And earthquakes. That's the fourth.
Yeah.
And so be prepared. You know, pack that go bag. Have your emergency disaster plan ready, and be safe. You know, make sure the smoke detectors work in your house.
Great. Deputy Chief, thanks for all your great work. Keep it up. What are we going out with?
We're going out with my first song I ever had and owned in my life, and that's I got it when I was 8 years old. A little 10 years after, I'd love to change the world.
All right.
Sanity. passion bleeding, still more faded. Life is funny, skies are sunny.